Greetings. Today I'm in Wisconsin, and I've been blessed to spend several days with my good friend Tim. We have known each other for many years and have known God together for almost 50 years now. Our time together has been precious, as our time with God is precious in all the seasons of our lives. God didn't send Jesus so that we would know what to do. He sent Jesus so we would know who our Father is, and in knowing who our Father is, we would know who we are. God sent Jesus to reconnect us to our Father so that we would become manifested children of God and bring life to our world. We were born to be loved by God, and being loved by God empowers us to love others in our world with love that comes from God. This is knowing the kingdom of God within us, and knowing the kingdom of God within us causes our kingdoms to become expressions of our Lord in Christ. This is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit from within our hearts. Today I am grateful for a relationship with God in Christ. Jesus made a way for the desires of my heart to grow from a place of knowing God. He reconnected me to the one who loves me. God did not separate from me. I separated from Him. I sought to fulfill the desires of my heart in a created world and a world of created things. My life was upside down because I was trying to fill my life from the outside in. My Father in heaven wanted to put my life right side up. For this reason, God came into my world as Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man. He didn't just do this as an act of a man 2,000 years ago. He did this as the eternal Word of God, and He is in my life by the reality of His Spirit joined to my spirit within. Jesus was the firstborn of a new creation. That creation is one of being joined to the Creator in our hearts. This is true righteousness, to be joined to the one who makes all things as they should be from within. Christ in me is the hope of all glory. I can become the authentic me because I am joined to the authentic Creator, the lover of who I truly am. He gives me desires that are empowerments of change from within. He is Lord of my heart. My desires are changing and they are growing as life-giving expressions of our family DNA. That family is the family of our Father in heaven. I am a child of God, and my relationship with God from within is empowering me to be a son of my Father in heaven, with His character, nature, way, power, and authority growing from within me. He gives me the desires of my heart because of my relationship with Him. I am growing in knowing Him. Those desires are not my desires alone. They are His desires becoming my desires from within my heart. I am thankful today because I have found and I am finding true peace. I am connected to the giver of life in all things. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. He is the source of my testimony in life. He is the giver, but I am an expression of all that He gives. He delights in loving me, and I delight in loving Him. There is no gap between my world and His world and mine. All that He is and all that He has is changing the expression of who I am. Being joined to Him fills me up to overflowing, and what He is doing on the inside of me becomes an expression that others can see. This is the testimony of my peace with God. He was never angry with me, and the testimony of His connection to me and my connection to Him is eradicating the things that destroy life. God's anger is an anger of love, and it is an anger that only destroys the things that seek to destroy me. Today I am grateful for a partnership with God in the power and the goodness of who He is. His manifest presence in my life is precious to me. I can't live without Him, but with Him I can do all the things I need to do in my responsibilities of life. To know Him in my world empowers my world to declare His name for His glory. He doesn't force His presence upon me, but He invites me to open the door to His presence in every aspect of my life. It is there that He feasts with me and I with Him. It is there that He drinks with me and I with Him. We experience the treasure and the power of life together. This is true joy. God, I love Your house. My heart and my flesh cries out for You. This is not because You are far away, but because You are so willing and near. When You are with me, what power can be against me? You strengthen me from within. What an amazing grace that I should be a place where You dwell. We are part of the calling of God in Christ. We are part of the inheritance of Christ. And we are part of His purpose in our generation for the sake of the generations to come. My prayer today is that you would know the righteousness of God in Christ from within your heart. It is a right relationship with the one who loves you and who gives you the desires of your heart that are empowered by his love. My prayer is that you will know the peace of God from within, to know that nothing can separate you from the love of God, to be an expression of his love that your world can see, that is an authentic expression of what you can see within your heart. I pray that you will know a partnership with God that is intimate and near, yet powerful and prevailing in all things. By this, you will reign in your world with joy-filled purpose and joy-filled focus as you celebrate the life of knowing your Father in heaven, Jesus his Son, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit at all times. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.